What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Carlsbad pregame basketball show. I'm Trey Gonzalez. I'm here with Chris Johnson of the Carlsbad Cavemen. I am a part of All Sports Best. We are sponsored by Yum Yum Yogurt, Farm Bureau Bobby Bowen Insurance, and Albertsons Supermarket. So, Chris, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, man.
Good. Okay, so I wanted to start off with just kind of how you got started with basketball. So could you kind of give me a background on that?
I got started in basketball when I was really young with my parents, you know, having you try all the sports and see which one stuck. But then it kind of didn't really start getting really crazy till an AAU in sixth grade, I believe, where Mr. McAllister, who used to live here, he had an AAU team and he asked me to join his team. And so I was real new to the game still right there. So they had to teach me a lot, but I've came a long way, I feel like.
Absolutely. You have done really well this year, and I'm hoping to see a lot more as the season goes on. Who do you model your game after?
Definitely Anthony Davis. He's like my role model in the NBA.
Okay, why is that?
He's just so enthusiastic and just so crazy on the court. It's just like I want to be like him.
And we were talking about it earlier, but you said that you had the green light. So can you tell me a little bit about how you earned that green light from the three-point?
Well, definitely in practice, you know, just kind of just started messing around with it at first with Coach, me, and Boat. And but then over time, it's kind of just we started just doing it in like game-type situations of practice, and so now he kind of just doesn't really say anything when we pull it, so.
Oh, that's very cool. Okay. And the reason I ask that is because Anthony Davis has that same green light. He can pretty much do anything. He's the one of the stars on his team for sure. What do you look forward to this season?
I look forward to definitely the home games, the big crowds, the big student section, just all the excitement in the air is just the best feeling.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And then for pregame, what music do you listen to? What gets you pumped up?
I listen to a lot of rap with my headphones in before the games just to kind of get in my mode, get in my zone.
Do you have a certain song that you refer back to when you're trying to get pumped specifically?
I don't really have a certain song, but I listen to a lot of Gucci Mane and 21 Savage too. It just kind of
gets you in the zone. Mm. Okay, what about if you could have one pregame meal before every game, what would it be?
Definitely chicken Alfredo.
Okay. Very cool. Now, I know that you wear the team-issued basketball shoes, and we talked about this as well. And those are really cool. They're Jordans, right?
Yes, sir.
If you could, though, which basketball shoes would you wear if you could?
I'd have to rock some Jordan 11s, the Breds, for any sneakerheads. I have them in my collection. I'm kind of a sneakerhead myself, and so they're just my favorite shoes to hoop in.
Okay, you say you're a sneakerhead, so how many sneakers do you own?
Definitely more than 20.
More than 20 of Jordans or
of any Jordans.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. So I have to ask, you know, since you have been doing really well, you got good size, you've developed as a player over the years. What kind of college offers have you had so far?
Nothing really set in stone yet. I'm kind of keeping my options open, but I've had colleges come and talk to me and tell me they're interested and they want me to go to their schools. So I'm kind of just keeping my options open until the end of the season.
That's okay. And what would you major in college?
Biology.
Okay, what got you interested in biology?
Well, my freshman year, I broke my leg, a piece of my leg. And so I had to go into do physical therapy and surgery and all that stuff. And physical therapy really caught my eye, just seeing how these guys could nurse me back to health with just simple stretches and simple workouts. And so that kind of stuck with me through the years and made me really want to go pursue that.
Absolutely. So when we talk about your college offers, I'm thinking about what college would you have if you could, out of any college, what would it be to play for?
I'd probably say University of Colorado Pueblo. I've seen their campus and their school, and they have a really great biology and physical therapy program they have up there. And so academically-wise, that's why, but athletically-wise, they're a great team as well.
Okay, so then that's awesome because you're basing your decision kind of on what they can bring to you in the classroom as well.
Most definitely.
Awesome. So what would be your favorite NBA team? I know you said Anthony Davis is your favorite player.
I'm a Lakers man.
Lakers, okay. And how from forever?
Forever, since Kobe got there. That was just – Kobe was my guy back then.
Okay, so what's your feeling on him being gone?
Definitely miss him, but I'm excited to see all the young talent coming up through the Lakers.
Okay. Since we are getting closer to the college football time of the year, what's your prediction for the national championship?
I got Clemson.
You've got Clemson over Alabama. You think they'll beat Alabama? Okay. Interesting. And then who's going to win the NBA championship this year?
I'd say the Cavs. I think they can do a back-to-back.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you heard it here. This is Chris Johnson here with All Sports Best. Thank you. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the show. I'm Trey Gonzalez once again here with Chris Johnson, and this is kind of just like a podcast exclusive, and will also be airing on the radio show next week. Last year, Chris, you guys got to the championship, didn't quite make it out as champions, but with getting so close and having that success, how did that help you coming into this year?
It kind of just gave us a taste of what it could be like, and so it just made us want more. I mean, that's for my case anyways. Like, I can't think not being back there. Like, I'm determined to help us get us back there.
Do you guys have, like, a slogan or something, like a picture or anything that kind of gets you guys going in the weight room or in the on the court?
We have our objectives on our board in our locker room, and our objective is to change lives and win basketball games. And that's kind of what we set out to do every night, and so it really helps a lot. It helps, like, build up the confidence.
Okay, so when you say change lives, does that mean just, like, in general in the community, or you're destroying other teams, you're killing them?
Well, it goes like changing our lives positively, like becoming men, changing the community lives, getting them more involved, and then changing our opponents' lives by making them feel like we're better than them.
Awesome. Okay. Now, en route to becoming the player that you are now this year, you played a little bit of summer ball, right?
Correct.
Did you travel?
I played with the Cape in high school. We went all around New Mexico. You know, we went to Arizona as well for a couple of tournaments here and there. And then in July, I played AAU ball, and I went to Vegas and Dallas and places like that.
When you played AAU ball, did you play with anybody else on the team here?
No, I played with people from Albuquerque.
Okay. How did you guys, and you told me this earlier, but how did you guys as a team become such a family, like get that family chemistry feel back?
I guess just being around these guys so much, you just like can't help but finding things y'all have in common. And then we all hang out a lot outside of basketball. Like, we're always having 2K tournaments, you know, just hanging out. Team dinners help a lot. Sitting with each other in the stands at school, hanging out with each other. It's just, we're a real big family.
Okay. So has it set in that you graduate next semester?
It has not.
No. How does it feel to be a senior?
It's definitely a bittersweet. Like, I'm so close, but yet this is just the end of the beginning, basically.
Right. Okay. What's your favorite memory in basketball, and then your favorite memory at school?
I'd have to say my favorite memory in basketball would be state last year. So far, it was just a great experience just being up there with those guys for so long and just being in a hotel wearing the same sweats all the time, like not being able to wear what we wanted to because team policy. But that's definitely one of my best memories.
And just because you guys are being so successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not hard to be mad when you're successful. Oh, yeah. And then what about school? Favorite memory at school? You have one? Dances, maybe?
I'd say
friend events.
Prom last year was definitely a great memory. It was just a great time with everyone.
Okay. Now, I want to touch on something that's a little bit more on the opposite end of favorite memory, and that would be your most embarrassing moment. Do you have one?
I can't say I do. I've had my fair share of embarrassing moments, but nothing really sticks out the most.
Okay, so none at all? Maybe nothing you can share?
I've been locked out of a hotel room once in my bath towel.
Ooh. Was that on a basketball trip or just?
It was.
Really?
It was on a basketball trip.
Last year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that'll do it. Do you have any shout-outs that you want to give to everybody that maybe that helped you along the way?
I want to give a shout-out to my team and our community as well, and watch us come eat this year. And we really need support.
Okay, awesome. Anybody else?
No, that's it.
Okay. I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks for being here with us, doing the pregame show, and then also the podcast and the radio exclusive.
Yes, sir.
All right.